Hit Breakfast with JB.
All right. On today's show, all the hard-hitting subjects. Found out that Russia has a different, I'll say, punishment policy compared to what we get if we don't pay our electric bills in Australia. A man had an unpaid debt, which a lot of people had, and what we do in Australia is basically just send notices, and then it, I don't know, just stays there forever, I guess. But in Russia, they decided, you know what, we're not gonna stand for this. We're gonna change it. And a bloke had an $810 debt, 810 Australian dollars. It figured out to, and so everyone else must be pretty good at paying their debts because this doesn't seem that bad. And this company, they'd said, we have sent him written notices repeatedly. We've called him on the phone. We've sent him text messages. We've given him every other option. But now it's time to finally make a stand. So as you would do, what they decided to do is build a concrete pyramid, write insulting slogans all over it and dump it in his front yard. As you would. Why wouldn't you? It's 1.5 meters tall, 3 tons. And they've commissioned this thing, built it, and put it on the place. Now, I don't know. I'm no genius. I don't know what it's like in the concrete and the pyramid building factories over in Russia, but I have a weird feeling this may have cost more than the $810 debt. Then across the weekend, I confess that I got sunburnt and was looking for some home remedies. Turns out that scientists have found one that's in every single person's fridge. There's that many different cures. There's like home remedies. Sunburn's really a thing that every single person has a different home remedy for. Well, one of the best well-known ones is aloe vera. So if you've got an aloe vera plant, that's proved to soothe it at least. But apparently a household item in your fridge that can help cure sunburn the best is milk. So if you've gone out, you've burnt your whole body out in the sun, just get a little bit of milk, put it in a bathtub. Oh, but wait, I'm 100 kilos. I cannot fit my body within a 2-liter bottle of milk. And when it comes to eating takeaway, I'm pretty strict on how it should be eaten. And there's people out there eating it the wrong way. Be asking the question this morning, is it okay to buy takeaway and then eat it off a dinner plate at home? I think it's unacceptable behavior. A mate did it on the weekend, got a 2-piece feed. It comes in a box. Even a lot of them come in a box where you can peel the edge around and make it easier to eat out of. But nope, wasted dishes instead. So throwing it out to the people of Mount Isa on 13, 12, 16. Do you think it's okay to eat your takeaway dinner off a dinner plate?
Yeah, mate, absolutely.
You
straight
do.
Out of the box, straight onto the plate.
You put. Why?
Oh, you know, you get it home, mate. It's all greasy and dirty. And, you know, as much as I love to get my hands dirty, I don't want my hands all greasy and sticky. So straight onto the plate, spread it all out, and I can add a bit more sauce and whack it into the gut.
So you add a bit of extra sauce. You don't want to pay extra sauce. That's what this is about, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a rip-off.
Yeah, well, no, well, that's kind of, I guess, a fair... Nah, it's still stupid. If I'm getting takeaway, I'm not doing any dishes, whether it's one plate or a fork. I don't care. I'm not doing it.
Well, I am, mate, so unfortunately, it's just the way I've been.
Oh, well, you're a mess, Aaron. Do you think it's okay to put your takeaway on a plate at home?
Definitely not. That is ridiculous.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. There's something wrong about putting a McDonald's burger on a plate.
Yeah, don't try to class it up. You know, take it for what it is. Come on now.
Exactly.
That's a catch up on your Hit Brekkie show for your Tuesday morning. Back tomorrow, same time, 5 a.m. on Hit 102.5.
Hit Breakfast with JB.